Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined us today. We've got a great message. Kimberly has a great teaching for you. I want to tell you from Psalm 89, verse 15, how blessed are those who have learned to praise and honor God, who walk in the light of God's presence. As you praise God, I want to tell you today that you're not wasting your time when you're praising God. Nope, you're not. I know the world may say, oh, that's a waste of time. Nobody's going to hear you. Well, God hears you. He hears you every moment of the day as you praise Him. So remember that. Blessed are those who praise and honor God, who learn to acclaim His name, who walk in the light of His presence. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, oh, and you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. I want to tell you about the meeting that is coming on Saturday, so you only have another day to call. I appreciate you calling by Friday noon. I really do. It helps me with the meal, with everything that's going on here. And so our meeting is on Saturday. That's September the 9th. And I hope that you can join me at breakfast. It's at 8:30, and then the meeting starts at 10 o'clock. We're going to have lunch on the patio. It's going to be a wonderful, warm weekend. And so we'll have lunch on the patio. And if you would like to bring a side dish to go along with that goulash that Kimberly and I are fixing, you just bring your favorite salad or finger food or dessert, and we're just going to enjoy each other's fellowship. Call me for reservations at 1-866-917-7256. I hope to see you on Saturday. We hope to see you on Saturday. Kimberly will be there. So if you'd like to meet her or see her, she will be here on Saturday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
It'll be good.
You're such a blessing. She does the vacuuming when she comes here. So it's wonderful to have her join me. Darren used to do that chore, and now she helps me. So yesterday we were talking about the word wrestling, and you were mentioning Jacob, you were mentioning Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham didn't do a lot of wrestling.
He was so surrendered and submitted.
So surrendered,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Jacob was given the honor of birthing the 12 tribes into existence,
yes.
Yet he was the one that was constantly wrestling. And how much God loves the God wrestlers. You know, there are many
yes,
of us
yes.
who wrestle. We just continue to wrestle and maybe even struggle. And the idea of wrestling, just being able to know that we are still so loved. God loves us so much. The way that He covers us. In fact, right before we started this show, you were reading from Isaiah, and you were talking about how He would be a canopy over His people. It's the cloud by day, it's fire by night. That
yes.
means in the good times and the bad times, in the light times, in the dark times
yes.
of our life, He is the canopy, providing a shelter from the heat of the day, a shelter from the darkness and the storms that come. He is our shelter. Where is that in Isaiah?
It's Isaiah 4. It's just beautiful. When he's talking about Israel, but he's also talking about us. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. He still is a spirit of judgment, folks. Then the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day, even smoke and the brightness of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory will be a canopy.
I love that.
Yes.
A canopy.
And physically, Jerusalem has this shield that prevents the rockets from Iran and some of these enemies to keep him from hitting Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. I believe that's why you felt so safe when you were there in March.
I don't know. I think because the people there are so used to war, and they are used to God being their canopy.
Oh, that's so good.
That it just, there's a peace that covers that whole nation. So even when you're in high alert, like we get in high alert here in America, and it feels tense. You know, I don't like to go through an airport when we're in that stage. Yeah. I do not like it at all. Everyone is really tense. There's no friendliness. In Israel, everyone stays so friendly. It's high alert, but they're still just smiling at each other, helping each other get where they need to go. It's not the same tension that we feel here, because I can feel their faith.
Yes.
I can feel their love for God, their love for each other, their love for other people.
And what if, Kimberly, I'm just going to throw this question out to you. What if your life had been everything that you had dreamed it to be? Four perfect children, a home paid for, comfort, going on vacation every once in a while with your family, getting anything that you wanted. Would you have, looking back, would that have brought as much joy as you have now?
No. People who are spoiled and entitled and get everything they want are not truly joyful. There's not real joy in that. They might think they're happy getting everything they want. And I mean, just another observation, if I was getting everything I want, I wouldn't be living on this planet. Yeah, that's called heaven.
That's right.
That's not earth. You know, so being able to live in the brokenness, in the war, in the storms, in the tension, and know that you've got canopy over you, capital C canopy, God himself over you, with you. And being able to release that so that you're not constantly believing you have something you need to do. And we started into this yesterday with Romans 12.
Yes.
1 and 2. And the way that it says, I urge you
by
the mercies of God.
Mercies of God.
To present yourselves a living sacrifice, submitted and surrendered to God. We try so hard to figure out how we're going to submit ourselves and surrender ourselves. And we read books and we try so hard in our own human effort. And there, that's where the wrestling is, our human efforts to make this happen. But it's by the mercies of God.
Yes.
It's by the love of God. It's his canopy. It's his shelter. He does it. He does the work. We respond. We've talked about it a lot. It's not our responsibility to get us to that place. God gets us there. We respond. It's our respondability.
To his love.
To his love. And as we're responding, the way you opened this program today by talking about our praise and our worship, it is never
a waste of time. That's right.
No. Oh. In fact, that is the very best we can do in this life, is to just sit in awe of our God.
I love what my granddaughter Emma, what your niece Emma, told you the other day, that there is no truth in this world.
Yes.
That's profound.
Yeah. She had been using an app and she said, you know, we just can't trust anything that we see anywhere because of AI. And she said, but I'm kind of excited to know that, because that confirms to me there is nothing real on this planet.
Nothing real.
Nothing real on this planet. Everything on this planet is temporary, and it's just a shadow of what we're really living for.
Oh, and here's this 24-year-old teaching older people. Oh, God bless you, Emma.
I love it.
God bless you, Emma and Coy.
I love it. So by the mercies of God, we present ourselves, and knowing that he's the one we live for, we're just praying that people will awaken to that. I love that this is the month, September is the month of the new year, new beginnings for the Jewish community.
Yes.
Love you peoples. You're my, I hope I can just adopt you as my brothers and sisters, and I hope that doesn't offend anyone, because I want to be able to look at this month that way too. A new beginning. It's an awakening. Yes. Wake back up. You know, we've been in some old, tired habits, the ways that we do things this past year, maybe we haven't done everything really well. Mm-hmm. And wake up. Let's rededicate ourselves. Let's repent of what we've done and look forward to connecting with God in a deeper way.
That's right.
I long for that.
I do too. I love what John said, you know, yesterday talking about the sins that he has committed. And he says, I just go to 1 John 1:9, confess your sins. And he's faithful. He's the faithful one to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
That's right. Mm. He is.
So good.
I was reading in 1 Peter 4. I know we're kind of jumping all over the place here, people. Stay with us because it's the same theme. It's all about our great God. 1 Peter 4, verse 2 says, so live the rest of your earthly life no longer concerned with human desires, but consumed with what brings pleasure to God.
My life, Kimberly, oh, this is so good because my life used to be consumed by getting the home perfect, getting the meals perfect, getting all the clothes for all of you perfect, everything in order, everything organized, everything good. And now I still get that accomplished, but I'm not stressing. I'm not pressured. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not struggling. I'm not wrestling.
Yeah, you accomplish what you need to with the help of God. He's your canopy.
Absolutely.
He's your covering. You're no longer wrestling.
That's right. No more work.
Right. We were even mentioning this morning, I there's something on my heart, many things on my heart to take care of back in Oklahoma. Mm. And so I've been trying to handle some business there while I'm here. And I just kept thinking, oh, I'm going to forget one of these things that's on my list, you know. And one did go sliding right past me, and I didn't even have to cover it because they actually called me.
And it's a lady who never did call you.
No, she never calls me. It's no, I'm always the one to initiate in this business. And so I was just thanking God, Lord, you put it on her heart, and you knew it was my desire to get this taken care of and make sure it was covered, and you covered it.
That's right.
I didn't even have to wrestle with that. I didn't have to spend any time. And it brought me to this place of thanksgiving, just sitting there thanking him. You know, just my response is thank you. Thank you so much for taking care of even the smallest things in our lives that we might start worrying about or stressing about, but you take care of it.
He does. He absolutely does.
Yeah.
It's like a mug that Dana gave me. God first, coffee second.
Just put him first. Keep putting him first.
And like this week, I haven't gone once to Dunkin' Donuts to get an iced latte. Not once. And I thought, you know what, God? It's okay. I'm absolutely satisfied and content.
We have food that others know not of.
Oh, that's a wonderful quote by Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, and we have that satisfying drink. You know, he is the drink. And we have that. Choosing to surrender and submit to him completely, that doesn't come very easy for us. We are constantly striving, struggling, wrestling. And especially, I think, when we are highly educated in the world's system. For instance, homeschooling my children, it was more about unschooling my mind in what I thought schooling meant. I really had to let Holy Spirit unschool me. I had to let him reprogram my mind, because my mind would just go to all of these requirements and qualifications and everything that I thought. I ended up in depression, and it was a really heavy depression for 3 years.
I remember.
And I was not able to school the 4 children during that time. And at the end of the 3 years, I panicked. I was so stressed out and full of anxiety that I didn't school them like I thought I was supposed to, is really what it boiled down to. I didn't stop reading to them. Mm-hmm. I had devotions with them every morning at the table. I read the Bible to them. And
every one of them have excelled, Kimberly.
Well, at the end of the 3 years, I had them tested. I went ahead and just took them so that I could see for myself. What I really thought I was going to see is where all the holes and all the gaps were and where I was going to have to work extra hard now to help them catch up. That's what I thought I was going to see. But guess who? made a canopy over the whole 3 years and took care of everything they needed. All of them were above the place they needed to be.
That's right.
Above the standard.
Each one of them is so different in personality, but God knows that. He knows how to deal with each one of those children.
He does.
Yes.
And they are currently just the most wonderful adult people.
They are. I know that Sarah texted you. She says, I'm in Estes Park. Oh, okay. She's going to be 20 soon. And she just loves to travel. So
she does.
She takes time off from her work there as manager in Broken Arrow and just travels all over.
She does.
Yeah. She's an adventurer.
She is. And each one of them are just amazing. They have such beautiful hearts. And seeing that God is the one who poured into them during all that time that I thought I was failing, God, He brought them exactly what they needed. My surrender to that, my submission to that, that becomes pure love, pure joy, pure peace. That is a peace that passes my understanding, because my mind, my human mind, can't conceive of ignoring some of the basics of schooling and then seeing that they already excelled in that area. They were above,
right.
They were ahead of their grade in the standards there. So we can actually look at Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, and not imitate the culture and the standards of the world around us, but actually give ourselves, surrender ourselves, living sacrifices to God, and let Him be the standard for us.
That's right. That's right.
It's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. And how patient and how kind our Heavenly Father is to walk with us through this process. And this process is a wrestling back and forth every day. We're constantly. I love how He helped Jacob all through his life with
That's
the wrestling
right.
back and forth.
That's
and
right.
He's helping us. I love also verse 8 of 1 Peter 4. Verse 8 goes on to say, above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins.
That's right. Yes.
I love that. Love covers a multitude of sins. Seeing it as a canopy, wow, how loving God is. He does want us connecting with Him. Wake up, realize I'm here. Be in awe of me. He wants us to fear Him in that awe and wonder kind of fear, not be afraid. And then when we are fearing Him in awe and wonder of Him every day, we're not afraid of anything else.
That's right. Oh, so good.
That's the canopy. And as we continue to look to Him, He knows we're going to fail. He knows that there are going to be things in our life that we trip and we stumble and we're still wrestling with back and forth every day, tug of war between our brain and our spirit, our emotions and our spirit. That tug of war, it's big.
Yeah, He doesn't think that we're going to get it the first time around.
No.
He just doesn't.
No.
And it's been proven with all the wonderful stories in the Old Testament and the New, of course.
That He loves the process with us, walking with us through it. Yeah, He doesn't come to us with those instructions just expecting us to understand it all the first time. And
right.
He actually meets us right where we're at, walks with us wherever we're heading. Many wonder at why God would require those animal sacrifices. I've had people ask me about that. But it wasn't God that initiated the ritual of the sacrifice. Now,
that's right.
I know He started, he did something. I don't want to even say start. But in the Garden of Eden, He showed a glimpse that there was going to be a life taken in order to cover us. So there was a life of an animal that was taken in order to cover Adam and Eve after the sin.
Yes.
And that's how they had their clothes. God covered that with a life. But He never said that He expected that to be a ritual. Men did that.
That's right.
Men
they
are the
sure
ones
did.
Who made a ritual out of sacrificing. And they didn't just sacrifice animals. After a while, they started sacrificing their own children and other human beings. That was a man thing. That was not a God thing. So for those who look back and say, wow, God was just a horrible God in the Old Testament to require these sacrifices. No, He was just meeting man man, broken man, crippled man, right where he was at, in a language that he could speak. God was the canopy of love over these horrible rituals, and then just speaking to them through that.
Yes. When Saul was king, God said in 1 Samuel, I can't find the reference right now, he said, I would rather have your love and your offering than the sacrifices.
Your obedience.
That's right.
Yes.
Your obedience than the sacrifices.
Yes.
That's God's heart right there. Yes.
And our obedience is recognizing him.
Amen.
Not thinking that God is so uninvolved that he doesn't see what we're doing. He doesn't know what we're doing. He doesn't really care what we're doing. That is not truth. He loves us so perfectly and completely and knows everything about it. He knows how many hair are on your head right now, and he'll know the new number by tonight after you've lost a few today. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Amen. He knows every hair on every person's head. Mm-hmm. And to say that he doesn't see us, that he doesn't know what we're doing, that he doesn't care? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he does. And to stay in awe of that.
That's right.
That makes me stop and go, what? Wow. Yeah. And my prayer is that more and more will be awakened to that and be in awe of God and start anew, saying, I want to live fully knowing your love in my life, recognizing you, being connected to you at all times. That's how I want to live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Abraham was one who did not question. He didn't wrestle with God. He stayed so submitted and surrendered that when God asked him for his only son, Isaac. Mm. Now, that wasn't his only son.
But it was in God's eyes.
It was the only promised son.
The only promise.
Yes. And he asked for Isaac in the way of sacrifice. Bring me your son. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice him to me. Again, that was the language of the culture at the time. Mm-hmm. That is not something that God truly wants.
And he must have taught Isaac that same kind of submission and mm-hmm. obedience, because when he got ready to sacrifice him, I can imagine most teenagers would run in all kinds of directions when your father asks you to get up on the altar.
And so your father's over 100 years old, too. You can take him, right?
Yes, you can. You can take him. Amen.
Fight you on this one.
That's right.
So you're right.
Yes,
he had to have been submitted and surrendered to what God told his father.
And what his father asked him to do. Yes.
Yeah. So coming back to the idea of wrestling, instead of wrestling with it, surrendering to it, this is where we want to get to. Wow, that seems impossible. I was asking God this morning to do something in me, just a real personal thing. And then I just stopped and I said, I'm asking you for the impossible. And I'm so glad that you are the God who can do the impossible. Yes. Because it seems impossible to me to ever lay this down in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, just to be able to really stay so submitted and surrendered to you that you can actually inhabit me. All of me mm-hmm. is for you to inhabit, for you to use. I love that. I think that's why I'm excited about Rosh Hashanah coming up, being able to use that it's maybe not New Year for us on the English calendar, mm-hmm. but to be able to say, okay, in September, I want to have a new start right here.
Yes. And I love it when the Jewish families come down the street. Oh, I love this time of year, Kimberly. And we're going to have some songs in minor, and you are going to minister in music also Saturday. But I love the feeling of the new year. Now, the Jewish people have two new years. One is in March, April, Abib, and then another one here is in September. They're the only people that have two different years. Maybe that would be good to not get anything done the first year, so you start the second year with all kinds of different ideas of what you're going to do.
Well, I guess that's also a good picture of just the seasons that we go through, you know, and we can have seasons. In fact, as children, as tiny children, we go through the season of having boundaries and rules.
Yes.
And so as God was establishing his people, Israel, with rules and commandments, he looks like a really harsh God with these rules and commandments, but they were just simply boundaries to keep them safe. Mm-hmm. No person would really just say to their two-year-old, you can run around anywhere. Here, open the door, run anywhere you want to. They're going to be hit by a car if you're, or mauled by an animal or something.
Yes.
You know, it's that would, you want to keep them safe. So you have boundaries on the tiny ones. And that's what God was doing in the very beginning with those commandments. So we go through that season, but hopefully we continue to grow season after season. We grow in the relationship until it becomes no longer ritual and religion, mm-hmm. sticking to all those rules, but now it becomes relationship.
Oh, wonderful relationship. Yes.
Yes.
That no matter what comes along in your daily routine or your slate that is so extraordinary or an emergency of any kind, you just stay steady.
Mm-hmm.
You just stay steady in the arms of God, knowing he's going to take care of it. Boy, that takes a lot of faith, Kimberly.
It does.
But we are a people who the disciples asked Jesus about increasing their faith. And he said, we're going to go here. I'm going to go with you. We're going to see some great faith in these last days. Yes.
Amen. I'm just going to read one more translation to end here with Romans 12, 1 and 2. This is from the Message. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering.
Mm.
Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me this week. It's been an absolutely wonderful experience.
I love it, and I'm looking forward to Saturday with you and the group.
Oh, thank
you. Call in and let us know that you're coming. 1-866-917-7256, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.